Greetings, Creakers. Until recently, this column was written by Kelly Bax, but he has taken on the responsibilities of our area DSCRD director. So, I would like to start by thanking him for stepping up to this important position for our community. He deserves and needs our support as he learns the ins and outs of public office and strives to represent our community's concerns and positions. We can participate by communicating with him. Kelly will be available to meet with community members at the Gumboot from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. I have agreed to take over this column and see how it goes. Kelly kept it relevant and interesting, and I will try to do the same. I came to Roberts Creek from Vancouver in 1980 and was involved in the opening of Creek House, now the Gumboot restaurant. I moved on through my life in the creek and raised two children here. Along the way, I worked in restaurants, catered, and retired 5 years ago from a 25-year job as an education assistant, many of those years spent at Roberts Creek Elementary School. Moving here in 1980, I just missed the days of the Goon Saloon and other infamous goings-on, but I have been here long enough to see a lot of change. Life was a lot more laid back, and it's hard not to be nostalgic for those times. However, with the increased population and development have come some good changes. A lot of interesting people have chosen to make Roberts Creek their home and are working to maintain our sense of community as we move through challenging times. There are so many diverse activities going on. This column can be a reflection of that, but I need your help to do it. So please let me know about your group's events and activities, and I will try to include them. In the meantime, here are some upcoming events at Legion 219. On November 12, Breedrin, a nine-piece ska band from Vancouver, is returning to play the Legion along with local Monty Montego and the Rock Steady crew. The regular Wednesday night jam and open mic is free, and you can have dinner while you listen. The kitchen opens at 5 p.m. Thursday night jazz will be celebrating its first anniversary with Astral Motion, featuring Patrick Miller, Jay Walters, Dan Richter, and Alon Morin. If you heard them at Creek Days, you will know that this will be a great evening. November 18th is the third Friday of the month, and so it's Irish Pub Night. Coming up on November 25th, it's Georgia Fats. Get your tickets now. Craft Fair season is upon us, and some dates to note are: November 19 will be the Grandmothers to Grandmothers sale in support of the David Lewis Foundation. November 25-27, there's the annual RCCA Craft Fair, details to come. I hope to have more event information to share in my next column, so please contact me, Yvonne@creeka@gmail.com.